Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I sit on here a lot, and I talk a lot about being prepared to do this, being prepared to do that, and in a lot of cases, that can be a lot of talk unless you actually go out and do it. And to this end, back in June, I was buying a pickup truck, and I was asking this guy, what should I look for in a pickup truck? Because he bought the same pickup truck, except his is a little nicer. And the other day, he tested a few things. So joining me from Sentinel Concepts is the Yeti, Steve Fisher. Good afternoon, sir. Okay, we don't have Steve yet. Okay. Are you there, Mr. Fisher?
Yes, sir, I am.
I just gave you an epic intro, just so you know.
Oh, jeez.
You want me to do it again?
No, you're good. I trust you.
Okay. So back in June, I've decided not to drive a car or not to fly anymore. I've decided not to fly anymore. But I wanted something that was going to be able to take the pounding because, let's face it, the roads across America are not uniformly nice. And I was asking everybody what I should buy, and everybody told me a pickup truck, including yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have driven the Ford pickup you had the last time I saw you at SHOT Show at the range in Boulder, Nevada. How long did you drive that one?
So I still have that truck. Actually, it's got about 277,000 miles on it right now.
Right.
It's late 2015, early 2016.
Right. So
yeah.
Last year, like me, you went out and found a 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
And ours are similarly, you've got the 2.7-liter EcoBoost engine, which means it's got two turbos in it and everything else. It gets pretty decent gas mileage for what it is. He's got a bigger gas tank. He's got better trim. He's an XLT. I'm an XL with an STX package on it. So the other day, what was the weather forecast calling for?
Oh, so we were in deep on some snow. We got about 12, 13 inches here at the house. And then I decided to play a game and see if I could get into the one of the cabins in the upper UP that I frequent and some property there. And I decided to go do a little road test of myself, my equipment, and gear. And there was about 20 plus inches on the ground plus.
Some people, when you're talking about the UP of Michigan, I served with enough people that lived in the UP that thought that everywhere else was a wonderland compared to the UP, especially at winter. Describe what the winter in the Michigan's Upper Peninsula is like.
Cold in all the snow and remote in a lot of locations. Parts of the Upper Peninsula, like the Keweenaw, Houghton, Hancock area, we'll see, like, already they have about 240 inches on the ground this year. The snowfall is what they've gotten total this year.
Right.
And still, a couple more weeks left. So, yeah, parts of that area, during the great year of blizzards, 1 year saw over 300-plus inches of snow. And it is a winter wonderland paradise for snowmobilers and all kinds of stuff. Now, the good news is, most of the major cities up there, the few that are, actually get rid of that snow pretty quick. They're used to it, right? It's their livelihood. Not where I went.
So you decided to pack up the newer Ford, the new Ford pickup F-150 truck. Now, you don't have a lift kit. Huh?
No, I actually took the old one because I took the older truck because it has more aggressive tires on it than the new one. They're pretty much identical in their capabilities and what they have for, you know, four-wheel drive systems, stuff like that, locking diffs, all that kind of good stuff on them. But I decided to take the older truck because, A, I knew if I wrecked it, I wouldn't be in too much trouble with myself, and, B, that, you know, I have a better set of what I would call better all-terrain tire on that vehicle.
Well, like mine, Steve's came with a very nice street tire. I think, what kind is it? The Hankook or something like that?
The Hankook something RT11. They make a couple in that series that get progressively more aggressive in the tread. So
you were headed, to this cabin, but you packed in with enough stuff in case you did not make it to the cabin, and you're in the truck with the bigger, now Steve's got some aggressive tires on his older truck. I mean, I like those myself.
A little bit, yeah.
I just can't, I can't bring myself to replace a brand new set of tires just yet.
No, definitely don't do it. Definitely don't do it. You know, if you don't need to, don't do it. Well, it was kind of dual-fold, like twofold, right? A good buddy of mine had an incident about a month back up at his place, very remote location, and up on a mountain, and he has a very super capable vehicle, and got it stuck. Like he got it stuck, and they were dealing with a lot of ice and snow as well. He has a very steep incline off of his driveway that led to some issues. So while we were kind of poking fun at him, you know, a little bit, it made me go, you know, I generally have all this equipment with me in my truck, right, because I drive across country. You know, there's this, you know, all the good things you're supposed to have in the vehicle, sustainment items, you know, things to get you through. And not being my first rodeo, having to sleep on the road in weather over the years, I decided, you know what, this would be a good test to see the equipment and myself again. So I decided to go north. And I put out a pretty good detailed AAR. And, you know, before people jump the gun, it's like, look, I said, don't go if you don't have to, right? If you're already on the road and it's bad, find a place, bed down for the evening, let the crews work. You know, sleep in a parking lot, don't care, whatever it is, find a hotel, whatever it may be, but just get off the road. The travel's not that, you know, urgent or necessary. So don't go. Now, going to this area, I also knew I had really good cell coverage, but I also had pretty good support structure in that area. Only a couple of buddies that have some specialized wrecker equipment and plow trucks and things like that if I did get in a bind. So I had some things kind of pre-formulated right in my head if things did get bad. And, well, they got bad.
Now, did you slide off of the road, or did you just run into heavy snow on a road that had not been plowed?
So the road into the property is about a mile-ish back, you know, through the woods, nothing, you know, crazy. My first access road in was pretty good. It's about a mile drive in off of a, you know, two-laner. I got into the gates to get into the property, got in there, you know, locked down in the 4x4, started going and just cutting the path to the drifts, and I found a really good drift. Where the snow had blown because they had seen a lot of snow over the past, you know, month or two, a lot of heavy winds, so there's a lot of drifting. And I high-centered and off-access, put the truck off-access.
Wow.
So, like, three of the wheels were basically buried to the door jams. One was up off and out of the snow, and the truck was just high-lined, just completely centered.
We're coming up on the first break. Steve's website is Sentinel Concepts. Steve travels to you. Steve finds you. So you may have a class coming up that you could join with the Yeti in your locale and just not know it. You got to go to Sentinel Concepts to find out about it. Talking about this today because we talk about it a lot. Steve did it last week. And the stuff that he had to do and the extent of stuff that you have to take, this is the thing that, because I've seen his list. Just want to share it with you. So we'll be right back talking to Steve Fisher, Sentinel Concepts, his snowbound adventure. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Steve Fisher, the Yeti, from Sentinel Concepts. And the other day, shall we say that you did this with the intention of testing things?
Yeah, you absolutely can. Just like anybody who would do anything with a pistol, handgun, carbine, medical, whatever their skill blocks are that they're trying to increase or test or perform on, they have to also besides just, you know, doing a dry run with equipment that are here, also think about, you know, other sustainments. So, you know, we saw this in California-ish, Utah a couple months back. We just saw it in California again recently with people getting stuck in the passes due to snow and they're being unprepared for things and having to be rescued. Myself, again, you know, I drive all across the country. I run in all kinds of weather, all kinds of issues. You know, born and raised Michigan boy, spent all my time in the woods, you know, hunting, fishing, camping, all these things. And myself, well, I have a pretty good grasp of things. It's not just, oh, I've got a blanket in the car, you know, kind of thing, which is a great start. I have a sustainment pack, right? I have a pack that could sustain me for up to, you know, upwards of a week if needed to be between consumable items and items that would allow me to get other items and to keep me warm and fed and all these good things. So while most people don't really try any of this stuff out, right, they don't know what their mental capacity is, right? That's the other one of these situations is people's ability to reason with the issue at hand. Now, besides all these things in my truck, right, I have a set of MaxTrax boards. I have a very good shovel. I have, you know, a recovery, you know, a 30, 40-foot recovery strap with shackles on it and hooks, you know, that I can be snatched out of places with or pulled out by others or pull other people out. So all these things just besides what's in that bag and pack, you know, make everything in the truck pretty sustainable.
Right.
But there's a big difference in capabilities and abilities.
Right. Well, that's the thing about especially cold weather capabilities, because there's a lot of things like cold weather will dehydrate you so fast.
Yeah.
So fast. So you gotta remember to hydrate. You gotta remember to drink water. A hot meal will do a lot for you, but you've got to be able to put the hot meal together and stay warm at the same time. Then comes the nighttime when you want to sleep, right? And so to this end, like I noticed you had I've never thought about getting a set of these, but I may rethink this. A quilted set of coveralls.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that seems like that would be something good to wear just because you'd still have a lot of mobility wearing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so with those, you know, a good set of durable, you know, like Carhartt insulated coveralls or Duluth Trading Company or whoever your current flavor is, I don't really care. So I have a pair of them that are Arctic winter rated for working outdoors, like you see a lot of construction guys and so forth use. I use them a lot because, you know, shoveling snow, plowing snow, doing whatever it is I do here, working outside, firewood, whatever, you know, they're durable, they're rugged, they're warm. So they're a huge plus, right? So they often go in the truck when I go on trips.
Right. You had mittens. A lot of people don't like mittens, except that you can either get mittens with gloves underneath to where you can pull the mittens off and use your hands if you need to, or you can get them to where they have finger grooves to where you can jam into it and actually use them and have that's a big thing. Exposed skin is a bad thing. What was the temperature?
It is, right? Temperatures were single digits, hovering right anywhere, you know, daytime right around 10, 12 degrees with wind chills dipping down into negatives. Overnight, low temperatures were around 6-7 degrees in that area.
So did you have any sort of heaters on board with you?
So good thing, right? Truck was running. Full tank of gas, truck was running. Shovel to clear the area around the tailpipe, you know, to keep that completely free and clear so you don't carbon monoxide yourself, window crack, things of that nature, right? All the things people should be aware of. So inside the rig, as far as that went, you know, temperature was pretty controllable with that and moderately running, you know, the car or the truck in between times as needed. The insulated coveralls are warm, right? They're absolutely fine. But inside that pack, like, there's some chemical hand warmers, right? You know, the hot hands type of packs. Those make life really good, you know, besides a good pair of heavy winter gloves, set of mittens, and a set of just thin work gloves, like leather-type work gloves as well. So, you know, redundancies, depending on what you're doing. You know, if I'm going to go outside and try to do stuff, you know, shoveling mittens would be great. If I needed to work on something, change lug nuts, do whatever, just to keep metal to skin exposure down, I would wear the other work gloves.
Right.
So again, having all the right layers available to you for what you're doing. But with that, you know, between the clothes that I was wearing, the jacket, parka, stuff that's always in the truck at that time of year, and then the insulated coveralls and a good pair of boots, I was absolutely fine, right? Because I know I'm going up north, I know I'm going in the snow, so, you know, a good set of Arctic boots that would allow me to walk, not just big, giant kind of muckluck boots, but a pair of muck boots. They're a neoprene, insulated to, you know, cold temperatures are kind of my choice for that.
The other thing you have to be aware of, though, that you got to be concerned with, I guess this would be more in if you did not have the controlled environment of the inside of the truck. You can't get too hot. You don't want to sweat
right
when you're in a cold environment, because then you're headed for hypothermia as it will cool against you.
Yeah.
What did you take in the way of food?
So inside my pack, there's a whole slew of things. It's not a huge pack by any means. It's like a 25-30 liter type backpack. Inside of that was a jet boil stove, a couple of the packaged foods. I don't care who you choose, Mountain House, whoever, whatever. I used the ones from Peak Fuel or Peak Refuel, whatever that company is called, and some from Arizona Pantry, which is another smaller company that I like some of their selections on their menus, right? So a couple of those, some protein bars, a candy bar, whatever flavor you choose on that, you know, kind of thing. Sweets are always good now and then, plus sugar. Two Nalgene bottles, well, one Nalgene, quart bottle or, bottle of water, 32 ounces of water. But I already had some water bottles in the truck because, you stop at the gas station, you got water and stuff to drink on the drive, things of that nature. So that was already available. A couple of packs of, like, tuna fish in the foil packs, right? You get them at the grocery store. They're a dollar. You tear them open. You know, it's tuna fish. You eat it right away.
Hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. Coming up on the break. I do want to talk about this simply because that kind of stuff is important as well. Steve is the chief instructor at Sentinel Concepts. He covers quite a few things in his classes, depending on which class you're taking. I have taken his Red Dot Sight class. To that end, I'm going to be seeing our buddy Buck Holly in a few days. In a few weeks, we're going to go down there, and he's going to grind a couple of guns out for me while we film and everything. But I digress. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After adding sanctions on exports from other countries and adding four additional banks to the list where assets will be blocked to Russia, President Biden was pressed by the media asking if the sanctions were enough since Vladimir Putin already has a full-scale attack going in Ukraine.
The sanctions we imposed exceed anything that's ever been done. The sanctions we imposed have generated two-thirds of the world joining us. They are profound sanctions. Let's have a conversation in another month or so to see if they're working.
Also in the news conference, Biden reminded America that no U.S. troops will be used directly against Russia and reiterated that we will continue to have serious problems at the gas pump. And average long-term U.S. mortgage rates fell slightly this week, 3 years. The average rate on a 30-year note declined to 3.89. A year ago, the long-term rate was 2.97%. This is USA Radio News. The amount of fraud throughout the United States is on the rise, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Americans are reporting more losses due to fraud last year. The FTC saying consumers reported losing nearly $6 billion to fraud in 2021. That's a 70% jump from 2020. Almost 3 million individuals filing fraud reports, the most in 20 years. About a quarter of those scams led to consumers losing an average of $500. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A helicopter operated by a military contractor crashed during a training mission in Hawaii, killing all four people on board, according to the U.S. Navy. The helicopter, a 58-foot-long Sikorsky S-61N, was supporting a training operation at the Pacific Missile Range facility on Kauai Island and was operated by the Kroman Corporation, an Oregon-based contracting company. The four people on the helicopter were all Kroman employees. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Steve Fisher about his overnight adventure in the snow. What was it, like 21 inches? And it was beyond your, it was above your door sill, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
So,
you know, a lot of it was caused by the drifting, obviously. But there was still, you know, a lot of the drifts were deeper than that.
So, we were talking about hydration and everything. I've actually been grocery shopping one time with Steve Fisher. We went grocery shopping down in the lowlands of South Carolina, where Steve bought a bunch of things to stay hydrated. The only thing I saw that you did, that you bought that wasn't about hydration was you like monsters. I like monsters. Mm-hmm. You like monsters. So you bought some monsters, but, you know, then the next day in the class, of course, was a hydration exercise as well, but that's, but I digress from what we're here to talk about. Was there ever any time now, first of all, one of the things you did, because you knew what you were doing, was you never lost your head over this, right? You never got out there and said, oh, well, I better leave a bunch of bye-bye notes or anything. You had control of the situation. You knew that where the fact that you were stranded was temporary, and you treated it as such. And that's something that a lot of people, that's not something you can really teach somebody, is it?
No, you know, not really. It's kind of one of those things. You know, people need to realize, like, they come to a point where you're just stuck, accept it, right? You're not getting out. Okay, cool, accept it, make the best of it. You know, we saw several issues years past where people either didn't accept that, and this goes back into the cold and the snow and the dehydration part a lot, too, as well, that they just can't accept the fact where somebody's ego, like, well, I'm going to go walk 5 miles back to that service station and get help. Well, that's a great concept, right? But you're leaving the security of the vehicle will most likely be found before you get there,
right?
Kind of thing, depending on how remote you are, right? And we see this often, people do this, they'll prepared, unless it's a diehard emergency, medical, whatever, no cell, no nothing, like, you know, no OnStar, whatever it is in today's vehicle, do not leave the vehicle, right? Do not leave the car. Do not leave the truck. Do not leave your family. Don't do any of that. Again, unless dire, extreme circumstances, right? So, understanding this, and this goes back into a couple other things that I mentioned. One, you know, so I suit up, I get out of the truck, I survey the thing, I'm like, oh, this is bad. So I get the shovel out, I get the MaxTrax boards out. I only had two, four would have been better. I start digging the vehicle free. Cardio, right? You do not want to be digging heavy snow for an extended period of time. You will stroke out, right? It's not good. So having that, which was just one of the things I totally identified and knew that I had been lacking recently, especially after I had stopped going to the gym, I had my surgeries, things like that, not good, right? So that's definitely one of the things in the notebook that you check the box, though, my cardio sucks. My overall physicality sucks for this aspect. So you have to do it in breaks, right? So you take a break, you get back out, you shovel more, you try to get the boards underneath the truck, you try to clear as much of the vehicle as you can safely, and you try to drive out off these boards. Well, it works in some situations. This situation, it did not work. So then you have to fight your knowing, right? Knowing that I've been to this place before. I know where it's at. I know my location. Mind you, it's nighttime, right? So it is dark.
Right.
That I know I'm less than, you know, pretty much just a mile from the front door. Most people are like, oh, a mile, no big deal. Well, that mile in heavy gear, clothing, boots, extreme temperatures, and 20-plus inch snow drifts, and deeper in spots is not the right thing. You're talking upwards of 4 hours. You know, just to cut that because of the movement conditions you would be in and being unable to move well. So there I also identified, well, hey, if I was going to do this more often, I would probably have a good set of snowshoes in the truck. I could float on top of the snow, you know, and not sink to my knees, you know, every step. So
right.
Hey, maybe if I live in that environment, a set of snowshoes would be a good thing to have. Sure, if I had snowshoes with the gear I had, I could have made the trek in less time. But why? I was already safe, secure, had food, heat, water, everything that I needed to sustain in that spot until I could get somebody in to get me. And, yeah, I could have called my guys that night and them come get me, but it was dark. The last thing you want to do is send dudes on a goose chase to come find you. Yes, I could have dropped a pin off my cell phone. I could have done all the things, but that was in a known area, right? Other unknown areas, you're not going to get that very well. So I just decided, you know, after I talked to them, that, hey, man, we can wait this out for the morning. I'll guide you in at that point, you know, because they've never been there. So it's kind of one of those deals of where, okay, playing it smart, playing it safe.
Well, I mean, in the night and the dark, in the snow, when everything is snowed over and there's no distinguishing features available because everything's just smooth. In the dark, it's very hard to, unless you have some sort of GPS system that can pinpoint you, which I don't put that past you to have had that. But I think a lot of people don't, it makes them nervous to consider that they shouldn't move. If they get in a position where they're either stuck or lost, they shouldn't move. They sort of, and once again, I think this comes from keeping your head. Now, is this stuff that you put in the truck? Because I've never looked inside your cab or your truck or anything for any of the stuff that you carry or anything. I have seen your drawer system that you've got in there. And is this stuff that you put in for this cold weather application, is this stuff you carry on a normal basis, or do you do it based upon the trip and where you're going?
Normal basis. Nothing really changes other than, you know, as far as it needs for food, water, all those other necessities, right? None of that really changes. There may, you know, you're like me, you know, you road travel a lot. There's always some frequent trips, right? You stop, you're hitting the restroom, you're stretching your legs after 5, 6, 7 hours of driving. You're picking up, you know, some road snacks, water, whatever, right? So there's always a little bit of extra in the vehicle anyways. So with that, you know, I may decide, hey, it's an extended trip. I may add a couple more packs, you know, one or two more meals of, you know, that dehydrated food. Or I may add a couple more packs of tuna or chicken, sardines, whatever, spam, I don't care, whatever you like, that's ready to eat. Right? So you may add something else in that equation or a little bit extra, but ultimately the only thing that changes for me is the clothing.
Right. I'm surprised. I'm surprised you don't have one of those Ninja air fryers, because for those of you who don't know, Steve is a really good cook, and you can you can dehydrate the stuff that you cook in the Ninja air fryer.
Yeah. I don't have that much time.
Just go buy it at Academy Sports or something. I've tried some of those. I've got, I think I have like four cases of MREs laying around here.
Oof. Yeah.
Well, listen, I learned to love those in the military, Steve. I learned to love those.
It's better than nothing, right?
Better than eating tree bark.
That's absolutely
tree bark
true.
And snow. It's better than having that. So. Do that in.
The big savior was obviously having the jet boil, right? The jet boil camp stove is awesome.
Right.
You know, you set up your cup, you pour your water in, and it heats it up in about a minute. Add some extra heat into the cockpit of the truck at that point, or whatever it is you're doing, pour it in your bag, shake the bag up, let it sit for about 10 minutes, and then eat, right? You got a warm, happy meal. The other thing that gets added into that kit is, some flavor packs for water, whatever your favorite drink mix stuff is, as well as some tea bags, right? So some hot tea, right? Hey, hot tea is great. So who doesn't want that, or instant coffee, whatever your choice is, right? So you always add some of those in as well.
Hang on right there, if you will. Hang on right there. We're talking about the overnight in the Michigan. I mean, listen, there's a big difference between being overnight in the snow and being in the Michigan UP in the snow in any circumstance. We'll be right back. Speaking with Steve Fisher from Sentinel Concepts, this is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Recently, Steve Fisher was stranded at night on a street, on a road, in a back road. I don't really know if they have any metropolitan roads in the UP of Michigan. Just to give you an idea of how bad the UP of Michigan is, I was stationed with a guy in Fort Polk, Louisiana, from the UP of Michigan, and he got out of the Army and stayed in Leesville, Louisiana. You know the town, Steve? Do you know?
I have a general idea, yeah.
Well, I mean, Leesville, Louisiana, it's the armpit of the planet.
Yeah, it's surrounded by a base, of course it is.
Listen, Fort Campbell is like the big city compared to Leesville, Louisiana, let me tell you. Anyway, so here we are. Here we are with Steve Fisher. We've been talking about some of the stuff that he did and everything else. I'm surprised that you don't have now those boards that you were talking about, the claw boards, mm-hmm.
The traction boards.
The same company that makes those or that came out with those also have these flat gas cans.
Yeah.
That you can secure on the inside of your bed. I'm surprised you don't have some of those. I have some of those. I don't have the.
I do.
I don't have the traction boards. So carrying extra fuel is probably another thing. You know, like with the jet boil and all these other things that make things a little more. Because feeling good when you're stranded is a good thing, isn't it?
Convenience, right? It's kind of a good thing to have that feeling of like, hey, I've got an extra 5, 10, 20 gallons of gas on board. You know, this also comes back to where am I going, right? Like, where am I going? How far out I am? Am I constantly topping the truck off, you know, every whatever it is, right? Like when I start hitting that 200-mile so empty mark, like, I'm topping the truck off. Like, I'm topping it right back off immediately. It's for my use, right? It's different, right? You live in the city, no big deal. You're, 10 minutes from a gas station on another street corner. Up there, not so much in other places. Especially as I get out west at times and I get through Utah or parts of Wyoming, things of that nature, New Mexico, wherever it is, like there's not a lot of that. So there are particular trips that I will add those back into the truck. At least one. So.
Yeah, I've got to get mine mounted in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to, and I'm curious, do you have to have something to push away from the bed to mount those two?
Some brackets for them.
Yeah.
I just basically set mine in the up on my deck system, up on my deck system in there with my other gear, and that's pretty much about it. And they stay pretty tight with my cover. I'll use some bungees at times and just tie them down with my normal hooks or ratchet strap.
Very good. All right. I'm always curious about this. So anyway, coming out of this, what did you discover besides cardiovascular? Because the reason you go check this stuff out and everything is to figure out what works and what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So how much stuff did you take that you didn't need? Because in a situation like that, I would never say to myself, I could have done without this, because who knows how long you're going to be there.
Sure. The pack is pretty well where I want it to be, right? Like with enough stuff for food, shelter and support, whatever it is I would need, I'm pretty happy with the pack, right? There's some things that if I did need to remove some things, I could have left them in the truck, right? Just dumped them in the rig, been done with it, whatever. But there's really nothing there that I needed to remove from the pack that I would say right now for my needs. A couple of things, like I said, you know, like if I was going in there more frequently in the snow, there would probably be a set of snowshoes just in case, right? Something that could get me walking around, or even if I just wanted to go for a walk later in the woods in the deep snow, I could do that, right? So maybe right. A set of snowshoes, you know, they're not overly expensive, but they're definitely capable items to have for that kind of environment. I honestly, most of it was myself personally. Having had these bags for years and years and years, and this isn't the, you know, oh my God, that other world's zombie apocalypse bag, it's a do-all bag, right? So for me, it was more, okay, the physical fitness part of it, that needs to be upped heavily. Got it. I could have added some more water, right, because it's never a bad thing. Capabilities of the rig was one of them, right? If I would have had, a 3-inch lift kit on the truck and my normal tires instead of the ones I kind of cheaped out on, they're in an expensive tire, but I was like, well, I'm not going to put another set of $1,600 tires on the truck versus these for $800 when it's a secondary, tertiary vehicle for me. But they were good, still relatively capable all-terrain tire. And I looked at it going, it would have been nice if I had some more working lights on the truck. Okay, so maybe I put an extra set of lights on the vehicle that would help me see better in the dark while I was working on things besides just the headlamp, right, which was still more than capable and better than most.
Right.
In going down the rabbit hole, right, and this is an important thing, like a notebook in the center console of the truck so I can take notes while I'm there and sitting there just kind of figuring all this out in my head. I was like, wow, this would be great if I took this truck and got, a lift kit done to it, gave it a little bit more ground clearance, better tires, a new bumper system with a winch on it, right? Like, I could have self-recovered if I had a winch on the vehicle. Well, that's not practical for everyone, right? But having a good, 8,000-pound recovery winch, 10,000-pound recovery winch in a truck, whatever you could choose, because I've had them on previous vehicles, that would have made sense to me, right? I could have easily hooked it up, ran it out to a tree, beach, self-recovered, been out and about and done. And part of that, right, so that's the thing, identifying the capabilities of the vehicles. But again, like I said in the beginning, it's like, don't go there, right? If you don't have to go, don't go. If you don't have to be on the road, man, get a hotel room for the night. Just break down somewhere and stop and rest and relax and get fresh in the morning so you're not driving through whiteout conditions, bad road conditions. Stop. It's just time. It's just another day, and it's not bad, or it could be bad. So I think most of it really for me was the physicality part, definitely the cardio aspect to it. Looking at the gear, if I had had passengers, right? So if I had had one other person or two other people with me, I would have been like, okay. If I knew that going into another trip, I would add another bag, right, that had more food, more water, maybe another sleep system, ways to keep them warm if they didn't have the things that I would normally have in the truck. So thinking in that aspect as well.
I guess the moral of this story is if you're going to go out into a situation like that one,
yeah.
If you're going to go out into an extreme weather situation, whether it's hot or cold, you probably need to exaggerate your loadout just to make sure you cover all the bases. And don't get too worried about, well, I didn't even pull this out.
Right, because it's only one time.
Yep, that's only one time. So, I'm glad that went well. It was interesting because I have thought about this a lot. Now, I did a lot of cold weather stuff in Europe in the 80s. I know how to stay warm. I know what not to do, and I know what I need to do while I'm staying warm and not doing the things I don't need to do. But I've never done it in a vehicle because, I had track vehicles. Nothing. I never. We tried when they fielded the Humvee, we tried our very level best at Campbell to get it stuck, and we could not, but we didn't have the terrain. So I'm sure they get stuck anyway. But.
Oh, yeah.
See, my truck is a standard F-150, has no lift kit whatsoever. It has a little more clearance than, say, your average run-of-the-mill SUV. It has bigger tires, slightly bigger tires. I have driven it in a four-wheel drive situation. The four-wheel drive system of the Ford seems to be a pretty good four-wheel drive system, or at least in my opinion. So, and you can do it all from the comfort of your warm cab. You can just twist the knob and hit the buttons and lock the differential. It's a little bit like the Starship Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. So, will you be doing anything else like that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I can see where you're like, I didn't have this right, and this could have been better, and this could have been better. But
a couple little pieces. You know, I'll tell you, the record bill would not be cheap for a lot of people.
Yeah.
For getting you out. You know, we actually, when my buddies showed up with the wrecker, you know, it's just, you know, an advantage at that point of having a buddy with one. Very capable machine, got me unstuck, no problem. And then we decided, well, since we're here, let's just keep going. Let's get into the property and see what it's like, you know.
Yep. I have run out of town. I have run out of time. We'll have to do this again soon. Are you going to Houston?
Yes.
All right. I'll see you there. Steve Fisher, Sentinel Concepts. Go check out the website, sentinelconcepts.com. We'll be right back. Coming up next, it's Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.